Case number 10,871, Brian and Jennifer Marcozzi, north of Road 341, Falling Point Road, north of West Lagoon Road, being lot 63 within Dogwood Acres Development. A variance from the front and side yard requirement.
Name and address, please.
John Stark, Frederick, Delaware.
You swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to give will be the truth, whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Board members, I'm passing down another revised survey, okay, for this application.
For this one?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Susan.
You're welcome. Shannon?
Okay. Good evening, sir.
Good evening.
Do you want to explain to the board your request for these variances, please?
Well, my name is John Stark, and I'm the construction manager with Atlantis Homes.
Okay.
We decided to take a more proactive view of these proceedings. When a customer comes to us and tells us that they have some problems they want to have addressed, we basically try to address those problems beforehand rather than after the fact. Mr. Marcozzi is here and has asked me to represent him and talk about his case.
Okay.
He has a lot in Dogwood Acres. It's like 50 by 100 lot. There's an existing septic system that's on the property already. The tank itself was turned perpendicular to the road as opposed to parallel road, which cut down his setbacks from the back of the property because you have to maintain 10-foot setback from there. So we've asked for a variance to push the house more toward the front of the property. He was looking for a house. They originally had it for like a 24 by 30. He has some trees on the property that may or may not be an issue, but what we were asking for is a house that's about the smallest we can get in, which is a 24 by 36. So we asked for the setbacks to be pushed back to 5 foot, realizing that if I just, and per my conversation with Ms. Marcozzi, that if we'd asked for only 7 foot setbacks, that would have given us exactly the amount of footage that we needed. And if we'd have shifted it just 6 inches the other way, I'd be coming right before you for another one. So that's why we asked for the 5 foot setback, so that we could shift the property. The survey that you have from Miller and Lewis should show a proposal of where the house would be.
Mm-hmm.
We have shifted it to the right of the lot because the existing property is on either side. There is a home plus an addition on the right side that's fairly well complete as far as they're concerned. The left side of the property, as you face it, would have had just a foundation on the lot. So we shifted to the right to allow the person on the left that was going to building, if they needed more room, they would have it on their side.
Mm-hmm.
That's why you see a difference in the setbacks from one side to the other. But we've tried to maintain as close to 5 foot, but not on 5 foot. That's why I think it's like 5'4", 5'6", something like that. So that's why we've asked for the variances for the sides and also the variance from the front.
Front?
Yep.
Yeah, sides 5'4".
Mm-hmm.
And the front 9'6". Okay.
Thirty-six is the smallest, you said?
Yes.
Okay. All right, sir. Okay, are there any questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Workman?
No.
Mr. Hudson?
No.
Mr. Mills?
Your client already own the property, is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So he's just wanting to improve it and...
Correct. I mean, it has a septic on the property. He can place a house on it, but
right.
They wouldn't allow him to put the sides. And when he came to us, this is what we were looking at. So I told him, well, if we can get the variance, then we can put the type of house you want on there.
Right.
Yes.
Tell us about the character of the neighborhood.
You've got a mix of... Well, it's all single-family dwellings, but you've got single-wides, modulars, doubles, all different kinds of houses, but they're all very small lots, and they've all shifted one side to the other. I didn't see whether they had variances on most of them, but I'm assuming most of them probably did.
Okay.
Thank you. No other questions?
No further questions?
Mm-mm.
Okay, hearing no further questions? Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I think the applicant has demonstrated that the request meets the standards for granting a variance, and the uniqueness of this lot is small. It already has a septic on it, and it limits where you can place it already has a septic on it, and therefore it further makes it unique and therefore necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. Certainly not, I don't feel it's created by the applicant in that they're trying to put the smallest dwelling they can on there. You heard the applicant testify, doesn't alter the essential character of the neighborhood and a minimum afford relief. So I make a motion we approve case number 10,871.
We have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve case number 10,871. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. Your case is approved, sir.
Thank you very much. Thanks for being proactive this time.
Thank you.
Appreciate that.
Case number